हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमस्तु मा विद्विषावहैः ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः सो टुडे वी हाव् टु सी दि एन्क्वैरी इन् टु the meaning of the pravesha shrutihi. Pravesha shrutihi means, pravesha means entry. Shrutihi means the mantra discussing the entry. Whose entry into what? The entry of Paramatma into the creation. Bhagavan's entry into the universe, the creation. The whole universe is Bhagavan's creation. And here Bhagavan is another than the very reality, Brahma. So Brahman created this universe and he entered into this universe. Means what? Actually, we have to remember one line and let me tell you. Entry of Bhagavan implies the reality, the availability of reality. Reality being available in our own minds as the very truth of I for recognition alone is said to be entry of Brahman into the creation. So Brahman cannot enter. We have to remember very well already beforehand. Brahman cannot enter anywhere. Why? Brahman cannot even move. Entry is not possible because movement is not possible because reality is already all pervasive. How can you say all pervasive and Brahman moves? All pervasive and movement cannot happen together. So Brahman is already all pervasive because being all pervasive is the very nature of reality. Therefore, movement is not possible. Entry is also not possible at all. But still, Upan is a figurative expression. It is said to be Brahman enters into the creation. So created the universe, then Brahman entered. Means what? We have to understand there is no creation, there's what is only manifestation, and into this manifestation, the reality is very much available for recognition, especially the one who wants to recognize. Only human being is capable of recognizing. Human being alone wants to recognize. In recognizing, there's a benefit also for a human being, that there's moksha is there. So, Brahman as the very reality of everything, being all pervasive, always available for recognition in the mind. And that availability alone is said to be, is presented here as Brahman has entered into the creation. Which means you need not search for it. It is definitely available. It is not non-existent. Again, this teaching also is proof that Brahman is not non-existent, being available for recognition in the mind. Is the main teaching of the content of the Pravesha Shrutihi. Okay. So, Pravesha Vakyartha Vicharaha. Vakyartha, the meaning of the sentence discussing the entry of Brahman. Vicharaha enquiry. Tadetat Chintyam. So, that has to be enquired into. Tatra. There, etat chintyam, it has to be enquired into. What? Katham anupravishat. So, pravishati, past tense is what? Pravishat. Anu. The word anu is very interesting. The prefix anu implies Bhagavan created the universe. Within no time, immediately, Bhagavan also entered into the creation. Immediately after creating the universe, Bhagavan entered. Means that Anu also implies the same thing. There's never a time Bhagavan is not available for recognition. Anu pravishat. With regard to the entry, it has to be enquired into as to how he entered. Tatra etat chintyam. This has to be considered for enquiry. what? Katham anupravishat iti. How Brahman, the creator, entered. We know that when someone builds a house, he does griha pravesha. He does griha pravesha, entry into the house with the religious ritual. We know that when someone builds a house, he does griha pravesha, entry into the house with the religious ritual. In fact, griha pravesha is done only by Bhagavan. We first establish Bhagavan there and then only we enter. Griham is a temple. Like this body is also a griham. Griham is a temple. Like this body is also griham, a temple. Bhagavan is the indweller. If there's any difficulty, definitely I'll stop and explain. All the laws of Bhagavan are working in every kind of way in this body. He is present in this body in the form of various adhishtana devatas, taking care of different functions within. There is no distance between the individual and Ishvara at any time. That is why we build the house, we do griha pravesha, and Bhagavan enters the house first. We know this kind of pravesha. What is the entry that is talked about here? I just want to stop and ask you, Ranaji, is there any such custom in England? Once when you buy a house, new house, or build a house, before you enter into the house, is any form of worship involved there?
None.
Okay. I want to ask you that. Because in Jewish tradition, they have some pujas, it seems. Some sort of worship they have.
It used to be quite common.
Pardon?
It used to be quite common to have, in some religions, a priest or religious leader around your house first to bless it.
Okay, in England, in English culture, it was that?
Before? Yes, yes.
Okay, that's good. That's what I want to really know. I will never ask all these questions, being with all of you all these times. Anyway, so in India, it's a must. Once the house is built, entry means first we have to, at that auspicious time between 3 to 6 a.m., between 3 to 6, we have to do the puja, the cow has to be brought there, other pujas are there. We enter, Bhagavan comes first, and then only life starts there. Okay. That's a different topic. Now come back to Atma's entry into the creation. What is the page number 377, the first paragraph, last sentence. What is the entry that is talked about here? Kim yaha srashta saha tenaiva atmana anupravishat uta anyena iti kim tavad yuktam Tva pratyaya shravanat yaha srashta saha eva anupravishat iti. Did the one who is the creator enter the very form, enter in the very form of the creator? Did the one who is the creator enter in the very form of the creator or in some other form? What is proper? Of the two views, one is, since we hear the suffix ktva, the creator alone entered. Let me tell you first of all, before I do this. First of all, I want to understand this Anupravesha Shruti is another Mahavakyam. How it is Mahavakyam? That Paramatma who created the universe, who alone has entered into the creation as the very self, means the self is not different from Paramatma. So this Anupravesha Shruti also reveals, it's a Mahavakyam only. Okay, why Mahavakyam? Who is there as the self available? Paramatma. So the Paramatma created the universe, entered into the creation. That Paramatma is always available for recognition. Means already it is a Mahavakyam. It reveals the essential oneness of the Jivatma and Paramatma. One thing. So Paramatma alone as Jiva entered into the creation. Therefore Jivatma is another than Paramatma. Jivatma is Paramatma only. That Aikyam is revealed here. One sentence, one thing. Second thing. Let me tell mantra, remind you the mantra. Tat Srishtva Tadeva Nupravishat. Tat Srishtva Tadeva Nupravishat. Srishtva Tad Anupravishat. The two sentences. First, Bhagavan creates Srijati. Bhagavan, the Paramatma Jagat Srijati. Paramatma creates the universe. After that, Paramatma entered. Srishtva Anupravishat. Created first, then entered. And the person who created alone entered, not somebody else. The builder builds the house, he goes away, but we enter into the house. The owner of the house enters, but not like that. The Paramatma created the universe, and the Paramatma, the creator himself entered. How do we know that? The verb Srishtva. What is Srishtva? The Tva ending verb. Whenever this indeclinable participle is used, when two verbs revealing two different actions are mentioned, and if there is an indicable participle, then the same person is involved in both the actions. Having created, Paramatma entered. That having created, that indeclinable participle, having created, that one indicates the creator himself being the person who entered. Who is the one who entered? Paramatma himself. Creator of the universe. The one who entered into the creation is one and the same. That is revealed by the verb ending with the tva, srishtva. Therefore it is said, since we hear the suffix tva, the creator alone has entered. The sequential actions done by the same person. So the first action is denoted by tva ending verb, indicable participle. Therefore, it is proved already the one who entered into the creation and the one who created is one and the same. Since we hear the suffix tva, the creator alone entered. You want to remember a sentence, tat srishtva tad evanupravishat. Paramatma, having created the universe, entered into that universe. Yaha srashta, the one who is the creator. Yaha srashta, the one who is the creator. Saha. Kim. Tena eva swasya atmana anupravishat. That creator, did he by himself enter into the creation or anyena atmana or in a different form? Did he by himself enter into the creation or in a different form? Kim tavate tatra yuktam. What is proper there? One set of people answers, Twapratya Shravanat Yaha Srashta Sahayeva Anupravishat. Because of the suffix Twa in Tat Srishtva, the one who is the creator, he alone entered. The suffix points out Samana Kartrutvam. See that the suffix Twa points out the Samana Kartrutvam means the agent of both actions being one and the same. The act of creation, the agent of the act of creation, the agent of the act of entering is one and the same. The suffix points out Samana Kartrutvam, the same subject for both actions. Then only Twa can be used with the earlier action. Bhuktva Devadatta Gramantaram Gacchati. Devadatta, having eaten in this village, goes to the next village for the evening meal. The one who did the act of eating and the one who goes are same Devadatta. We cannot say Devadattaha Bhuktva Yajnadattaha Gramantaram Gacchati. So to hear Srishtva Anupravishat means Brahman created the world and entered into the world. So Brahman created the world and entered into the world. Okay, now the question comes. Let me tell you what the question says, first of all. So the various people give various interpretations. Different philosophers such as Brahma Parinama Vadinaha, Visishta Dvaitinaha, they all give different interpretations. They accept Brahman as both the causes, as material cause and the intelligent cause. But no, they accept Brahman as both the causes, but Brahman not Vivarta for them. Please make a note. I'm giving you before entering into what we are going to read. This is little, people wanted the clarification, so I'm doing it. Now we are going to read. Let me read first, then we'll come back to you. Nanu na yuktam mridvat chet karanam Brahma. The Brahman is cause, material cause, like the clay for the pot, okay? Mridvat, like the clay, Brahman is the cause, then tadatmakatvat karyasya. Karanamevahi karyatmana parinatam. Cause alone has modified into an effect. Tataha apravishtasya eva karyotpattehe urdhvam prithak karanasya punaha praveshaha anupapannaha nahi ghata parinama vyatirekena mridaha ghata praveshaha asti. It's a very beautiful argument, let me tell you. This complete is a question, it's an objection. Now what I have read is objection. What does it he say? Let me tell you beforehand. So there are different philosophers, especially Brahma Parinama Vadinaha and Visishta Dvaitinaha. Okay, see, it is not mentioned here, I'm telling you. Brahma Parinama Vadinaha, one group, and Visishta Dvaitinaha, these people interpret the same Vedic sentence differently. Mantra is the same, interpretation is different. Advaitin's interpretation is different from Visishtadvaitin's interpretation. And not only Visishtadvaiti, there's another group of people, philosophers known as Brahma Parinama Vadinaha. Okay, what do they say? Let me tell you. These different philosophers have different interpretations. Especially Brahma Parinama Vadinaha and Visishtadvaitinaha. What do? They accept Brahman as both the causes. They accept Brahman as the material cause and the intelligent cause. No problem. But where is the difference? According to them, Brahman is not Vivartha Upadana Karanam. Vivartha means what? Brahman does not undergo any change, isn't it? They also accept Brahman as the material cause and the intelligent cause. But the problem is, according to them, Brahman is not the Vivartha Upadana Karanam. According to them, Brahman is Parinami Upadana Karanam. Parinami Upadana Karanam means just as milk becomes yogurt, so also Brahman has become the Jagat. Okay? That is why they are known as Parinama Vadinaha. According to them, Brahman is a Parinami Upadana Karanam, not Vivartha Upadana Karanam. First of all, you must understand what is Vivartha Upadana Karanam. Brahman is Vivartha Upadana Karanam. And then Nimitta Karanam, that is what is the vision of Advaiti. But Visishta Advaiti and Brahma Parinamavadi, they hold on to this view that Brahman is a, they accept it as Brahman is both the causes. What is Nimitta Karanam? Brahma. What is Upadana Karanam? Brahma. But according to them, Brahman is not Vivartha Upadana Karanam, but Parinami Upadana Karanam. Okay, let us read now. Therefore, what do they say? Nanu. This nanu comes means question, doubt. If Brahman is the material cause, I read the Sanskritam once again. Nanu, na yuktam, mridvat chet, karanam Brahma, tadatmakatvat karyasya. Karanamevahi, karyatmana parinatam iti. Tataha, apravishtasya eva, karya utpattehe urdhvam, prithak karanasya punaha praveshaha anupapannaha. Nahi, ghata parinama vyatiriktena, mridaha ghata ghate praveshaha asti. Okay, so entry is comprehensively analyzed. It is a brainstorming, okay? Shankara takes all these suggestions. Let me tell you what it is. Now we are going to see, Shankara Bhagavatpada is going to listen quietly all their suggestions, one after the other. And after careful consideration, refutes them as wrong suggestions. In his lengthy commentary, after that only, he finally gives what should be the meaning of anupraveshaha. This anupravesha shuddhi, he becomes the second evidence for the existence of Brahman. This point you must remember. Now, what are Shankara Bhagavatpada going to listen quietly? All that, first of all, now we are going to understand only what is the Purupakshi's view. So let us also listen along with Shankara Bhagavatpada quietly. What is the view of other philosophers? How do they interpret this? Tat srishtva tadeva nupravishat. How do they interpret this sentence? Let us listen to it carefully. Then, once you understand, then finally, he does not jump in. Really, he careful consideration only. Bhagavatpada is going to refute them as wrong suggestions. And then it is a very lengthy commentary by Shankaracharya. So Shankara Bhagavatpada himself gives the Purupakshi's views. then he is going to answer himself. Finally, he gives what exactly should be the meaning. First of all, refuting their view is his job. After refuting them, then he will reveal his view. Therefore, anupraveshaha, establishing the entry of Paramatma into the Jagat also, becomes the second evidence for the existence of Brahman. Okay, what they want to say here, if Brahman is the material cause like the clay, the effect being non-different from Brahma, is it proper that Brahman alone entered? Cause alone modifies indium of effect. Therefore, after the creation of an effect, again, the separate entry of the cause is untenable. Like the entry of what has not entered before. See, when the pot is made out of clay, clay has already entered. When the pot is made, clay has already entered into the pot. How? Indium of the pot. Again, how can clay enter? Got the point? This is their argument, first argument. If Brahman is the material cause, and Brahman has undergone a change to become the world, just as clay has already entered into the pot in the form of a pot, again entry of clay into the pot is not possible. Similarly, if Brahman has created the universe and Brahman is the material cause, again Brahman cannot enter. How can he enter again? Already Brahman is in the form of the universe. Like clay is in the form of a pot. Already is in the form of the universe means how can he enter? That is one argument. Okay. Argument number one. Therefore, cause alone modifies in the form of effect. Therefore, after the creation of an effect, again, the separate entry of the cause is untenable, like the entry of what has not entered before. What has not already entered alone can enter, isn't it? Whereas clay has already entered into the pot. How? In the form of a pot. The whole pot is clay only. Therefore, the entry of something which has not already entered is possible. Whereas Brahman as the material cause, like the clay enters into the pot, is already entered into the creation. He is already there in the form of creation. How can he enter? Such an entry is not possible. Indeed, there is no entry of the clay into the pot other than modification in the form of pot. That is answer. What is answer? Nahi. Please see the Sanskrit there. Tataha apravishtasya eva karyotpatyehe urdhvam prak karanasya punaha praveshaha anupapannaha. Until then, question. The answer is nahi. Ghata parinama vyatirekena mridaha ghate praveshaha asti. That na is an answer. Nahi ghata parinama vyatirekena mridaha ghate praveshaha asti. You must know answer also correctly. So the question is, if Brahman is the material cause like clay, the effect being non-different from Brahman, is it proper that Brahman alone entered? Cause alone modifies in the form of effect. Therefore, after the creation of an effect, again the separate entry of the cause is untenable, like the entry of what has not entered before. This is the Purapakshi. Then answer comes, indeed, he, na praveshaha asti. There is no entry of the clay into the pot. See, the cause does not enter into the creation, enter into the effect. There is no entry of the clay into the pot other than its modification in the form of a pot. So pot is only modification of the clay. So clay has not entered into the pot. Clay only is modified into a pot. Nanu indicates a question. Cause cannot enter as the material cause. Effect is only the modification of the cause. House has material cause. The person who builds it, an intelligent cause can enter. Okay, let me read it. Nanu indicates a question. Nanu na yuktam. What you said is not proper. Mridvat chet karanam brahma. Mridvat chet karanam brahma. If Brahman is material cause like clay, there cannot be a pot outside clay. It is not that after having become the pot, clay entered into the pot. Clay cannot have griha pravesha, entry into the pot, because pot itself is clay. Ghata karyasya mridatmakatvat. Pot is nothing but clay. Karyam jagat is brahmatmakam. Brahman is in the form of jagat. Therefore, how is it possible to have prithak punaha praveshaha, a separate entry again? Bhashyakara explains. Karanamevahi karyatma parinatam bhava parinatam karyameva hi karyatmana karanameva hi karyatmana parinatam iti. He, because karanam eva, cause alone, karyatmana parinatam, modified into the form of karyam, modified into the form of an effect. Tataha, for this reason, apravishtasya eva, the cause as though did not enter before. And so, kari utpattehe urdhum, after the creation, punaha again, prithak praveshaha anupapannaha, a separate entry, another entry on the part of the cause into the effect is not tenable. There is no place in the karyam where the cause is not. Now the answer comes. The whole first paragraph is an objection. The answer comes. Nahi ghat parinama vetirekena mridaha ghate praveshaha asti. There is no entry on the part of clay into the pot. Ghat parinama vetirekena, other than modifying in the form of pot. The very creation of pot implies the presence of clay in the pot. Now, a third person who hears the dialogue pitches in and offers an argument. Another person comes. Yatha ghate churnatma. So now first answer was given. No, we are not talking about the entry of Brahman into the creation. Example was given. Clay does not enter into the pot. Clay is in the form of a pot. That is not entry. Now, yatha ghate churnatmana mridaha anupraveshaha evam anyena atmana namarupa karye anupraveshaha ஆத்மனஹா இதி சேத் ஸ்ருத்யந்தராத் ச அனேன ஜீவேன ஆத்மனா அனுப்ரவிஷ்ய இதி யதா கடே சூர்ணாத்மனா மிருதஹா அனுப்ரவேஷஹ ஏவம் அன்யேன ஆத்மனா நாமரூப காரியே அனுப்ரவேஷஹ ஆத்மனஹ இதி சேத் ஸ்ருத்யந்தராத் ச அனேன ஜீவேன ஆத்மனா அனுப்ரவிஷ்ய இதி. Okay, so here we are going to see one aspect of Brahman becomes the universe and another aspect of Brahman enters as Jiva. One aspect of Brahman becomes the universe and another aspect of Brahman enters as Jiva. Suppose it is like this. There is entry of clay into the pot in the form of powder. In the same manner, there is entry of Atma in some other form into the name, into the names and forms. This is supported by another Upanishad, Chandogya Upanishad, having entered in the form of this individual self. See, this is another Purupakshi, somebody, some unknown person, okay? His argument is this. He says, there is entry of clay into the pot, in the form of a powder. In the same manner, there is entry of Atma in some other form into the names and forms. He is supported by another Upanishad. He also quotes Chandogya Upanishad quotation. He presents, Shrutyantaratucha. அனேன ஜீவேன ஆத்மனா அனுப்ரவிஷ்ய. He gives the right quotation but wrong interpretation. Okay. So one aspect of Brahman becomes the universe and another aspect of Brahman enters as Jiva. This is the argument of another person. Shankaracharya is going to say finally there's no entry at all. They take the word entry literally and they're interpreting it. Please make a note, this is an argument by another Purupakshi. It's not Shankaracharya's answer. Like how clay becomes the pot and the clay powder enters into the pot. Like the Jivatma entered. That is the argument of another Purupakshi. Now Siddhanti replies this argument as follows. Na evam yuktam, naivam yuktam. ஏகத்வாத் பிரம்மணஹ. ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல் ஹி சேஸ் நோ இட் இஸ் நாட் பாசிபிள். வாட் ஷுட் பி த ஆன்சர் ஆஃப் சங்கராச்சாரியா? யூ கேன் கெஸ் ஆல்ரெடி தேர் இஸ் நோ ரியல் என்ட்ரி அட் ஆல். நைவம் யுக்தம், இட் இஸ் நாட் ப்ராப்பர். ஏகத்வாத் பிரம்மணஹ, பிகாஸ் பிரம்மன் இஸ் ஒன், தேர் இஸ் நோ செகண்ட் திங் அதர் தேன் பிரம்மன். There must be second thing other than Brahman for Brahman to be able to enter. There's one thing where Brahman is not there. And second thing is there. So Brahman is entering into second thing. All that is there is only Brahman. Means how can Brahman enter? Ekatvat Brahmanaha. Due to oneness of Brahman, entry is not possible. Next. Vridatmanaha tu anekatvat. சாவயவத் ச யுக்தஹா கடே மிருதஹா சூர்ணாத்மனா அனுப்ரவேஷஹா மிருதஹா சூர்ணஸ்ய அப்ரவிஷ்ட தேசவத்வாத் ச. So what he says, Shankaracharya, so Siddhanta gives an answer. One more line is there. நது ஆத்மனஹா ஏகத்வே சதி நிர் அவயவத்வாத் அப்ரவிஷ்ட தேசாபாவாச்ச பிரவேசக உபபத்யதே. See, this is not proper. Entry of one aspect of clay, entering into another powder aspect of clay enters into the pot. Like, that is not proper here. He says, this is not proper. Why? Because, since Brahman is one, in the case of clay, however, since there are many lumps of clay, and clay has parts, so it is possible for clay to enter into the pot in the form of powder. Also, powdered clay has places where it has not entered. So whereas the self, Atma, being one, has no parts and no place where it is not. Therefore, entry is not tenable. It's a simple argument. Okay, clay, like, it's not like a clay. Atma is not something like a clay. Atma is one. Atma is formless. Atma is partless. Atma is all pervasive. There is Atma, entry of Atma is not possible. It is possible for the clay to enter. Why? Clay can be in form of a powder, and there's a place where clay is not also. Therefore, entry is possible. And clay has different shapes and forms. So it is possible for the clay to enter, but not for Atma. Why? First of all, Atma is one. There is no second thing other than Atma where Atma can enter. Atma is all pervasive. Therefore, Atma cannot enter. And Atma has no parts. There is no place where Atma is. Therefore, Atma cannot enter. That is the answer given here. This is not proper since Brahman is one. In the case of clay, however, since there are many lumps of clay and clay has parts, so it is possible for clay to enter into the pot in the form of powder. Also, powdered clay has places where it has not entered, whereas the self, being one, has no parts and no place where it is not. Therefore, entry is not possible. Evam nayuktam, I'm repeating the same thing. Entry in this manner is not proper. Yatha churnatmana ghate mrudaha anupraveshaha tatha brahmanaha karye anupraveshaha nayuktam. Because Brahman is non-dually one. It has been unfolded as limitless consciousness, free from change. Whereas clay has anekatmakatvam, many lumps. Further, as it has avayavas, limbs, clay can be reduced to powder. Therefore, ghate mrudaha churnatmana anupraveshaha yuktaha. It is possible for powdered clay to enter into the clay pot. Partless Brahman cannot enter into the creation. Again, mrudaha churnasya apravishta deshavatvat. Clay powder is limited in place. There is a heap of powdered clay at place P, and pot is in place P1. The space in the pot is apravishta desha, where clay powder has not entered. From P, it can enter into P1, place 1, place 2, it can enter into place 1. This is not possible with reference to Atma, because ekatve sati, being non-dually one, it is niravayavam, free from parts. It also has apravishta desha, desha bhavatvam. Apravishta desha bhavatvam. It does not have a place where it is not. The whole space is Brahmatma. You think of space in consciousness as non-separate from Atma. Because it is born of Atma. Where is a place unentered by Atma? So, this kind of entry is not possible. You think of space in consciousness as non-separate from Atma. See, place is non-separate from consciousness. No, the place, the space is non-separate from Atma, the consciousness. This, where is the place? Place, space is in consciousness. Because it is born of Atma. Space is born of Atma. Space itself enjoys existence in consciousness, Atma. Therefore, space is non-separate from Atma, the consciousness. So where is the place unentered by Atma? So this kind of entry is not possible. Therefore, Brahmatma does not enter. That's the first answer. Next. Katam tarhi praveshaha syat yuktascha praveshaha shudatvat tadevana pravishat iti. What kind of entry will it then be? The fact of entry has to be accepted. In view of the statement of the Upanishad, he entered into that very thing. Because Upanishad says, tat srishtva tad evan upravishat, having created, Brahman entered into the creation. That they hold on to the statement very tightly, they really think Brahman enters. Therefore it is said, katam tarhi praveshaha syat. Again it's a doubt. What kind of entry will it then be? The fact of entry has to be accepted. In view of the statement of the Upanishad, he entered into that very thing. The third person asks, what kind of entry could it be? Since praveshaha yuktascha, entry has to be accepted and cannot be dismissed as not tenable. Why? Because it is said by the Shruti. Therefore, he is eager to know how the entry is going to be explained. The Purapakshi explains as follows. Okay, again Purapakshi, so one fellow is asking, how did Brahman enter? Another fellow is giving an answer. Shankaracharya is listening. Okay. Sa vayavameva astu tarhi sa vayavatvat mukhe hasta praveshavat nama rupa karye jivatmanana praveshaha yuktahayeva iti chet. He says, then let Brahman be accepted as having parts. Having parts, Brahman's entry in the form of Jivatma into the effect consisting of names and forms is tenable. It is like that of a hand into the mouth. Just as your fingers can enter into the mouth, so also it is possible for Brahman to enter into the creation. Then we must have Brahman has to be accepted as having parts. So let Brahman be accepted as having parts. Having parts, Brahman's entry in the form of Jivatma into the effect consisting of names and forms is tenable. It is like that of a hand into the mouth. He also gives an example. If the Shruti has to be made valid, we have no alternative but to take Brahman as Savayavam, one with parts. If it is partless, it cannot enter. We cannot dismiss entry. Therefore, Brahman should be accepted as having parts. You are one individual having many parts, and your hand can enter into your mouth, and your hand can enter your mouth. Mouth is one avayavam, hand is another avayavam. Hand enters into the mouth when you place it inside the mouth. One aspect of the karyam enters into another aspect of karyam. Similarly, one part of Brahman can enter into another part of Brahman. Brahman can enter into the karya, jagat, in the form of jiva. Why do we not understand the entry in this way? That is the question. We dismiss this argument. Is the answer. Na. Answer comes. Is the answer. man. No. Why? Ashunyatvat. Here the reason is given. Ashunyatvat. There is no place devoid of Brahman. Okay, argument number three is this. There is no place devoid of Brahman. Nahi karyatmana parinata nama rupa karya desha vyatirekena atma shunyaha pradeshaha asti yam pravishet jivatmana. The answer is given. This is the answer. No. Since there is no place devoid of Brahman, first reason. To explain, Brahman that has modified itself as names and forms has no other space other than that space occupied by effects consisting of names and forms. So there is no space where Brahman is not, where Brahman can enter in the form of Jiva. Nice answer. Brahman that has modified itself as names and forms has no other space other than that space occupied by effects consisting of names and forms. So there is no space where Brahman is not, where Brahman can enter in the form of Jiva. It is not possible. The brief answer is Ashunyatvat. There is no place where Brahman is not. That is explained further. You can put your hand in your mouth because Hasta Shunya Desha. Hand free mouth space is there. Hand can be put into your, you can put your hand in your mouth because hand-free mouth space is there. Where you can put your hand. One karyam can enter into another karyam. Because one is not the other. One is not in the other. One is not the other. One is not in the other. Here, we are talking about Brahman, which is the cause of everything. And therefore, the entire karyam is non-separate from Brahman. There's no place where Brahman is not. So, it is not possible for Brahman to enter the karyam. It is not one karyam entering into another karyam. Tat srishtva tadevanu pravishat. The creator entered the created. It is the entry of cause into the effect. It is the entry of cause into the effect. Karanameva chet pravishet jivatmatvam. See, the karanameva cha pravishet, that is the purapaksha. Karanameva chet pravishet. That's the question. Make a note of it. Karanam evacha pravishet. Until then question. Then answer comes. Jivatmatvam jahyat yatha ghataha mrut praveshe ghatatvam jahati tadevanu pravishati ticha shrutehe na karananu praveshaha yuktaha. It is not one effect. Let me tell you. It is not one effect entering into another effect. It is the entry of the cause into the effect. Is it clear? It is not the entry of one effect into another effect. It is the entry of the cause into the effect. That is the suppose. The effect enters the cause, then the effect will cease to be an individual. Just as a pot gives up potness when it enters the clay. since the Shruti says, he entered into that very created thing, the entry of effect into the cause, the entry of effect into the cause is not possible. Then, why we not take it this way? Karyatma karanameva pravishet chet. The effect enters the cause. This is another argument, okay? The effect karyatmana, karyatma karanameva pravishet chet. The effect enters the cause. This is the argument. Answer is coming. The jivatmatvam jahyat. The effect ceases to be the effect. And there would not be any jiva desiring moksha and doing enquiry. Yatha ghataha mrutpraveshe ghatatvam jahati. Just as when a pot enters into clay, it becomes clay. It gives a potness. You cannot even imagine this entry of effect in the cause, because that is not what is said here. If that is the topic, then there is no need for any discussion. But Srishti is talked about here elaborately, only to understand the nature of cause and the nature of cause and effect. The nature of cause and how it created. I'm doing the same sentence again. If Srishti is talked about here elaborately, only to understand the nature of cause and how it created. The Shruti is very clear as to what entered what. Tat srishtva, tat srishtam jagateva anupravishat. Having created, he entered into the creation. So, it is not proper to say karye karanasi anupraveshaha. There is entry of effect into the cause. It is not proper. Entry of Jagat into Brahman. It has no mention anywhere in the Shruti, in the context of creation. Now, another suggestion is given by the third person about the entry. Fifth argument. Karyantarameva syaditi chet. With the chet ends the question. Karyantarameva syad iti chet tadevanu pravishat iti jivatma rupam karyam nama rupa parinatam karyantarameva apadyate iti chet. The fifth argument is presented. I'll summarize next class, okay? Then I'll just do it. Let the entry be one effect, assuming the form of another effect. The sentence, he entered into that very thing, means the individual jiva, who is an effect, takes the form of another effect. It is modified name and form. There are obviously two selves, two levels of Srishti. One is Sukshma, the subtle. The other is Sthula, the physical. Between this Sthula and Sukshma, there can be Adhara Adheya Bhava, supported relationship. One is Adhara, the locus, and the other is Adheya, the located. Therefore, Karyantarameva Syat. The entry is of one karya into another karyam. Having created the jiva, which is subtle, and the body, which is physical, born of grossified elements, Brahman entered the physical body in the form of jiva. This proposition also is negated here. Argument number 5. Okay, that is the argument was presented in the fifth, in the previous line. So having created the jiva, which is subtle, and the body, which is the physical, born of grossified elements, Brahman entered the physical body in the form of jiva. This proposition also is negated here. Na. Answers are coming. Na. Finally, he is going to say, hey, there is no entry at all. They are all breaking their heads to say how Brahman entered. But Shankaracharya is going to say there is no entry at all. Okay. Na virodhat nahi ghataha ghatantaramapadyate vetireka shruti virodhacha jivasya namarupa karya vetirekanuvadinyaha shrutayaha virudhyeran. The answer is given, no, since there is contradiction. There is contradiction in what you say. For a part does not become another part. Again, this is against sentences of Shruti that reveal exclusion. To explain, it goes against those sentences of Shruti that reaffirm the difference of jiva from the effect consisting of name and form. You see that now the jiva who has entered is distinct from the form, distinct from the effect consisting of name and form. Na, it is not true. Virodhat, because it is a blatant contradiction. What is the virodha here? What is the contradiction here? Jiva is dehat vyatiriktaha. Jiva is distinct from the body. Jivatma is presented by the Shruti as the one who is there in all the three states of experience. Jivatma is presented by the Shruti as the one who is there in all the three states of experience, waking, dream and sleep. This is known as anvaya, inherence. Whereas the body experienced in the waking state is negated in dream and sleep states. There is vyatireka, absence of body in those two states while jiva is present. So jiva is dehat anyaha. Jiva is distinct from the body. There are anuvadinyaha shrutayaha. The shrutis that point out our own experience based, our own experience based conclusion. There are anuvadinyaha shrutayaha. The shrutis that point out our own experience based conclusion that jiva is different from the body. What Shruti says is reasonable also, as body is subject to objectification. Brihadaranyaka Upanishad says, astulam ananu ahrasvam adirgham. It is neither gross nor subtle, neither short nor long, and so on. Here itself, the Upanishad said, anyontra atma pranamayaha, that negated annamaya deha. So these shrutis, virudhyeran, would be contradicted. When we use the term jiva, even with deha, it is jiva. It cannot assume another karyantaram, because the perception of the deha as atma is the wrong perception, which is negated by the shastra. You cannot hold on to a wrong perception as a fact and argue that atma has assumed the form of a body. The negation of body is taught by the Shruti. And what is negated cannot be presented as the meaning of the Shruti here. If you do, body becomes as real as Jiva, as the Jiva. The consequences of such an assumption are pointed out. I'm going to stop with one paragraph. Tadapattau moksha asambhavatcha. Tadapattau moksha asambhavatcha. Nahi yataha muchyamanaha tadeva apadyate. Nahi shrinkalapattihi baddhasya taskaradehe. Furthermore, if the jiva assumes karyantara, moksha will not be possible. Indeed, no one gets into something from which he is trying to become free. No one gets into something from which he is trying to become free. The freedom of a thief bound in shackles is not in the form of getting into the shackles again. A Brahman in the form of Jiva enters the body, then there is no distinction of Jiva from the body, and the Jiva cannot get away from the body. Moksha is in the form of giving up the idea that I am the body. For that, you have to dismiss the karyam as mithya and identify yourself as the cause. So, if the body is retained as a place of entry, moksha is not possible. Tadapattau karyantrapattau. If Brahmatma has become the jiva in the form of sthula karya and the body is a reality, moksha sambhavat, there is no possibility of release from the body. We want to be free from the bondage of physical body. Nahi yataha muchyamanaha tadeva apadyate. One does not take to that very thing from which he wants to get free. If one does so, it is similar to baddhasya taskaradehe shrinkalapattihi. A thief wanting release from the shackles with which he is bound, going for the very shackles. Taskara is a thief, but baddhasya means one who is shackled, bound. Shrinkalapattihi is getting shackled. Therefore, karyantrapattihi is not a good proposition. He even wins more ways for entry. Okay. The entry continues. He is going to argue. There are totally, now we have 7, 8. Yeah, we have 8 more arguments. We have few more arguments. I mean, arguments mean what? They'll come out with different ideas. How Brahman entered. Fine, they say he would have entered this way, he would have entered that way, entry must have been in this way. They only want to prove that Brahman really entered. Finally, Shankaracharya will say there is no entry at all. Only figurative expression. He is going to say that. Okay, so we'll see next class. Next class, I'll summarize. Person to see, there are 8 arguments presented by different ideas are given. How Brahman really entered. They take it very seriously. They break their heads to give different ideas. And you can see, as you read, you can see how their ideas are not good. Finally, Shankaracharya will say, oh my God, there is no entry at all. It's only a figurative expression. Don't take it seriously. And don't break your heads to say how to enter. How can Brahman enter? First of all, Brahman is one. All pervasive. There's no entry. Then what is entry? So Brahman being available in the mind already for recognition alone is said to be entry. This is the final answer. There's no real entry. That's going to be his answer. But beautifully he'll present later on. See, people have different thinking like this. So all the arguments are presented. Totally 8 arguments. The 8 different views are there. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.